Things have changed with technology. I remember when going to your room was a punishment. Now it's like, go to your room, son. All right, download porn. Now every kid has a cell phone. Our cell phone was two cans and a string.
Hey, can you hear me? Hey, you're 3 feet away. That's good reception.
You know, actually, I wrote a book. I wrote a children's book. Believe it or not, Love Master wrote a children's book. That's right.
I'm the diaper master, baby.
It's to bridge the generation gap. It's called What You Have Now, What Your Daddy Had Then. It's all because when I was growing up, things were different, you know, and I have to explain this to my son. And when I was growing up, when you had bad needles, you went to the record store and got a new one. A record's a big CD. I'll show you what I mean. It's like, he's in color, my son, and I'm in black and white. It's like, you have organic fruit juice smoothies. Daddy had Tang. This is what the astronauts drank. 21, you don't even know an astronaut, do you? I had a guy in the audience the other day, he was 19. I go, name an astronaut. And he goes, up yours, comedian, Buzz Lightyear. I can't make that up. Now, here's another one. You have your own seat in your mom's SUV. Daddy was thrown in the back of a crowded station wagon. We didn't even have a seatbelt. Our seatbelt was mom's arm. Look out! I'll give you another one and you can buy the book. Here's, you have ADD. Daddy was hyperactive. Remember when it was simple? Now they're so complicated. Oh, he has ADD, you gotta give him Ritalin. Back then it was, whack him in the head, he's hyper. You can't hit kids anymore either. Boy, has that changed. When I was growing up, my mom would actually say to me, go get me something to beat you with. Like I'm gonna come back with a 2x4 with a nail in it. I brought her a sponge. There you go, Ma, wail away. Ouch, you're killing me. Then she'd say, this hurts me more than it hurts you. Yeah, right, give me the belt.
Turn around for me, Mommy.
I didn't say that to my mother. I heard a couple times. Now somebody invented the timeout. Who invented the timeout? I put my kid in a timeout there. They go, you're in a timeout. Stay in your room. He follows me out of the room. I go, what are you doing? He goes, timeout's over. Now what's my recourse? Oh, go get me something to time you with. He has no concept of time anyway. All right, on your Pokemon watch, when his hand gets up to his ass, you're out.